Hello and welcome to The Wanted Podcast. I am Spiwe Mpye. In this episode, we play a recent interview on Business Day TV. We had a conversation with the new editor of Wanted, Aspasia Karas. We spoke about the state of magazines and Wanted in particular, and her vision for the magazine going forward. We also touched a little bit on my new role at Wanted on the commercial side. And at the beginning of the interview, she starts off by telling me how her first issue went. Enjoy.
Thanks, Spiwe. It was like coming home because we've worked together for so many years.
Indeed.
Collaboratively, and so I think it's just like a bit of an extension of what's happening in my role in the company, which is still here. I'm still doing all my columns in the Sunday Times, which are like the fodder for the brain, and this is the fodder for the soul.
Wanted has had some changes coming for a few months. We started a process last year where we looked at the magazine and the brand in general and, you know, and put some plans in place, the first of which were in the February issue. But I see that with, you know, with this issue, the March issue, the evolution carries on and it's vibrant. It is, you know, it's just a visual feast. Take me through what you were thinking about when you were conceiving how this would turn out.
I think what I've always loved about Wanted is the format. It's just basically so sexy. What more could you ask for than this large-scale forum to play with? It's a delight. You want to rest in magazines. Like you want the I Must Travel said that other print maven Diana Freeland about Vogue. And I think that's kind of what I want for Wanted, is this ability to both entertain, illuminate, but also just allow people to escape. There's so few spaces to do that. So I think in the print version, you want to luxuriate, essentially, in these beautiful giant-sized pages. So you'll see there's just big, beautiful, bold imagery, and then just a playful kind of engagement with the subject matter. What does power mean? I mean, I think what we're watching with the evolving nature of power, the power play that's happening on the global stage, how do you interpret it, you know, through this lens, which is Wanted? And so it was a lot of fun.
I think the interpretation is magnificent.
Thank you.
And, you know, you mentioned Ms. Freeland, and it reminds me of a different time in magazines where, and I think you'll remember this time very well. It was a different time in the sense that apart from the budgets, I mean, we really miss those budgets, those old school print budgets, which are no longer there. When you think back over your career, and let's say it's your time at Marie Claire, you know, when you were quite instrumental in shaping that title into what it became, what are the things that you remember that are different from our, you know, our time in magazines right now?
Look, when I started out as the editor of Marie Claire, we didn't even have a website. So we started off with a blog, if you can imagine.
So I remember those things.
Yes. And, you know, it was all just flying by the seat of our pants in this absolutely new terrain. How did you, like, sort of engage people on social media, on Facebook, on things that were new and fresh and kind of exciting? I mean, it feels insane to think that today the entire sort of way of being shifted. But I remember, like, one thing in particular, we invited Brian Boy to come to South Africa. And it was, like, such a drama because it was the first year that he'd sat in the front row. He was a blogger, for those who can't remember these things right now. And Marc Jacobs had made a handbag in Brian Boy's, like, sort of honor. And you think to yourself, goodness, like, what innocent times. And since then, we've evolved into a place where everyone is essentially the editor of their own lives. So what is the role of magazines in this context where things have shifted so dramatically? In a way, it's the same role that it has ever been. There is a role for an editing, a paring down. So there's an opportunity online to put on everything that you want. But in the magazine, you create the special world that for a brief period, however many pages the magazine is like a small hiatus from reality and from this constant bombardment of information. So for me, it's still exactly the same role. It's just happening on so many levels. But the way I've always imagined Wanted, and I think we've discussed this before, was that Wanted is like the smartest, cleverest bon vivant at the members' club. It's the person who knows everything, who's in the know, who's having the conversation with the politician, with the financier, with the most interesting sort of bespoke tailor. And that is who this magazine represents. So when you open it, you must feel like you've had a really interesting conversation. You've gone down to the members' club, and this is the experience that you've had, which is a delight. And I think this is kind of how we imagine this way forward, is that how, I mean, I'd like to just slightly turn the shift and the gaze onto you. Yeah. How do you imagine your role? Tell the people.
Sure.
Tell the people, Sipiwe, what your new title is.
Well, I mean, it's a really important sounding title, Strategic Revenue and Growth Manager at Wanted. And what it really means is, let's look at what else we can do. You know, we're still privileged enough to bring out a magazine every month.
Which and never mind, it's also just like in terms of its footprint.
Right.
It's huge.
Yes.
And it's a footprint that people want and pay for. Exactly. So I think this is a very important point.
Well, I mean, the ABCs just came out and yes. It looks great for us.
Yes. So
we're really pleased with that. But I suppose the question has always been, and I've been talking to the powers that be for about 2 years now about, you know, what is the next thing for me personally, but at the same time, what is the next thing for Wanted as a, not just a magazine, but as a luxury platform where we can do all of these different things. You know, you were talking about a different time when all of these new things were coming into play, and now they're part of everyday life. So.
Yeah.
What are we doing on the socials? What are we doing on the website? What events are we doing? What kind of experiences are we coming up with? And what are the brand extensions that will come from Wanted? You know.
And I think my vision for you is really you will create the experience of the Members Club for the readers of Wanted and for our clients, and sort of this extension of the world of the print magazine will take life and shape and will be formed in these wonderful new opportunities.
Most definitely. And they're out there. And, you know, you mentioned the Members Club. We also have the Most Wanted Club, of course, which is another Members Club that has recently come into play. So lots of opportunities and, you know, happy to go after them with a lot of vigor. But we've run out of time, unfortunately. Aspasia, thank you very much for joining
us.
Congratulations
on
a great issue. And I look forward to us working together going forward.
It's going to be a delight.
And that was my interview with Aspasia Karas, the new editor of Business Day Wanted. Remember to log on daily to wantedonline.co.za and follow us on the socials at wantedonlinesa. Until next time, have a good one.